What's happening locally? The news.
And it is the time for today's look. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. On March the 19th of 2018, the Deputy Director of the Office of International Affairs of the United States Department of Justice, the DOJ Criminal Division, William Ho Gonzalez, sent a letter to his Panamanian counterpart, José Antonio Candenedo, Senior Prosecutor for International Affairs of the Attorney General's Office. The letter was requested for assistance in the Odebrecht case, which involved, among others, the main company of the Martinelli Group, Importadora Ricamar S.A., known as ERISA. Quote, the investigation has revealed that the subjects of the investigation transferred funds to local accounts and located in Panama and from these to facilitate corrupt payments to foreign officials. Unquote. The request states, and this is referring to companies controlled by Odebrecht, specifically what the DOJ wanted were the records of the Panamanian banks of the accounts that those companies had or could have in Panama. José González summarily described Odebrecht's money laundering operation on behalf of corrupt officials in various Latin American countries. For example, the U.S. prosecutor cited the case of a ruling by the 13th Court of the Federal Criminal District of Curitiba in Brazil, dated March 8th of 2016, which referred to bank accounts used by Odebrecht in several countries, such as Panama. This sentence identified an account in the name of Constructora Internacional del Sur, held at the Credit Corp Bank in Panama, indicates the request. A company that, together with Select Engineering Consulting Services and several other companies, transferred abroad and locally from that bank hundreds of millions of dollars in bribes. A relevant piece of information in this request is that the DOJ reveals that it obtained a copy of the Drusys software, a tool that few countries use. Drusys was Odebrecht's encrypted communication systems to move dirty money through its financial operators to corrupt officials on the continent. In other words, the DOJ is in possession of the software that stored Odebrecht's corrupt daily payment schedules managed by the Structured Operations Division, or Odebrecht's bribery department. However, these forms, although they indicate the amount of bribes that were paid daily, the projects from which the funds came and their destination only mention the beneficiaries by their nicknames. In the case of Panama, Aguilla, Explorer, Cachaca, Periquitas, etc. And they obtained from Drusys the names of 52 entities, this is companies, based in Panama and, quote, in relation to the illicit activities of the Structured Operations Division, unquote. And that they would have had accounts in at least 27 local and foreign banks licensed to carry out their activities in the country. In addition, the Americans asked the Public Ministry of Panama for the bank records of 47 companies with accounts in 25 local banks and foreign banks established in the country. Several of these companies investigated by the DOJ are related to companies belonging to the family of former President Ricardo Martinelli, including the most important of the group of Martinelli companies, Importadora Ricamar S.A., ERISA, which is the corporate name of Super 99. Prosecutor Ho Gonzalez asked the Public Ministry to investigate 16 ERISA bank accounts in 9 banks, namely BAC International, 2 accounts, Allied Bank 1, Banco General 1, National Bank of Panama 2, Panama Bank 2, Banismo 1, Bank of Nova Scotia 1, Global Bank 2, and Scotia Bank, transforming 4. Consequently, being one of the largest companies, ERISA was the one with the largest number of bank accounts that the DOJ asked to investigate. Officials from the National Police and the Anti-Corruption Prosecutor managed this Wednesday to capture Aaron Rosa Mena, who allegedly participated in the clandestine vaccination days against COVID-19 carried out in the Coco del Mar and Punta Pacifica sectors in 2021. Sources from the public ministry confirmed that Rosa Mena was arrested in the Vacamonte area during an investigation carried out by the National Police. According to the investigations, Rosa Mena is the person who accompanied Matias Perez Escudero on the vaccination days organized in the Coco del Mar Suites building on the 7th of June 2021 and the other held in Punta Pacifica. For this Thursday, the start of the intermediate phase of the process, followed by Perez Escudero and Celine Gazal de SS for alleged crimes against public health, forgery of documents, and illegal exercise of the profession is scheduled. In this case, August the 30th, on Tuesday, Denise Vega, investigated in this file, reached a sentence agreement of 48 months in prison, which will be effective once the trial is over. President Laurentino Cortizo sanctioned the two executive decrees that regulate Law No. 242 of October the 13th of 2021, which regulates the medicinal and therapeutic use of cannabis in the country. One of those signed regulations creates the National Directorate for Monitoring Activities Related to Medicinal Cannabis in Panama. The decrees have not yet been published in the Official Gazette. The decree regulates the use and access of the product and its derivatives for therapeutic, medicinal, veterinarian, scientific and research purposes throughout the country. Panama has one of the strongest regulations at the regional level for the use of cannabis for medical or medicinal and therapeutic purposes, and thus provides relief to thousands of patients who have waited for this solution for many years, said President Cortizo. The regulation will be applicable to legal entities that import, export, plant, cultivate, and market cannabis and its derivatives for medicinal or scientific purposes, clarified the press release from the General Directorate of Communications. An important point of this rule is that the data of patients enrolled in the National Program for the Study and Medicinal Use of Cannabis and its Derivatives are protected. For its part, a decree creates the National Directorate for the Monitoring of Activities Related to Medicinal Cannabis, which will be attached to the Ministry of Public Security. This directorate will be made up of officials from the National Police, the National Aeronaval Service, the National Border Service, and ministry liaisons specialized in security. President Cortizo recalled that the marketing of the products will be done under strict import control with a traceability program that includes monitoring from the cultivation areas to the laboratories and the final sale points. The administrator of the Authority for Consumer Protection and Defense of Competition, ACODECO, Jorge Quintero, revealed that they depend on the Ministry of Economy and Finance to obtain the necessary funds to carry out all their new tasks. Quintero plans to go next Monday, the 4th of September, to the Budget Commission of the National Assembly to support his budget for 2023. He reiterated that at the moment they depend on the Ministry of Economy and Finance for the 2023 budget issue, and we have sent the documentation and the notes to the MEF, and I think it's all on the right track. Quintero refers to the fact that ACODECO must verify in local businesses the sale of products with ceiling prices and marketing margin due to the reduction of their import tariffs. Due to the agreements of the National Dialogue held in Penonome, which is in its recess until the 2nd of September, an expanded basic food basket was established. There's also another list of medicines that must be sold to the consumer with a 30% discount, and to retirees the 20% additional discount established by law is added. When asked what irregularities had been found in local businesses, Quintero recalled that any new regulation entails a somewhat traumatic process to ensure that it is complied with. At the beginning, we did find quite a few irregularities and anomalies, but they have already decreased. I can say that there are between 15 and 20% of issues where the products are not found, said Quintero. But they also recalled that if the economic agent did not sell that product, he does not have the obligation to have it under the price control regulations. However, if you sell it, you must have that product with the top price of Executive Decree No. 13 or with the indicated marketing margin, which is in the order of between 15 and 20%. Copa Airlines celebrated its 75th anniversary with an event at the airline hangar number 2 at the Tocumen International Airport, where it unveiled a 737-800NG aircraft with a retro design and colours. One of the old aircraft operated by the country, by a company between 1988 and 2005, this is with the colours of red and yellow. With this Boeing 737-800NG painted in the colours that our fleet wore at the beginning of the 1990s, we want to commemorate a key time in our history when we began what would come to be called the Hub of the Americas and the transformation of Copa as the leading airline in the region. It is a story that is full of great commitment and achievements, but above all, the great effort of our people to overcome all the challenges we have encountered along the way and proudly carry the Panamanian flag through the skies of America for 75 years, commented Pedro Heilbron, executive president of Copa Airlines. Heilbron stressed that the company has successfully weathered the ravages of the pandemic and is preparing to enter a recovery phase. He indicated that to date they have managed to reach 90% of the seat availability for the flights that they offered before the pandemic and are heading for a full financial recovery in the coming years. By the end of 2022, the airline will have generated more than 1,300 new jobs in Panama. This is in various positions, cabin crew, pilots, operating personnel, aviation mechanics and administrative personnel. These contracts are supported by the efforts and investments that the airline is making in the Latin American Aviation Academy, the Aeronautical Technicians Academy and the Cabin Crew Academy, created with the mission of training technical workforce, Panamanians trained with the highest international standards in the industry. And that's it. There we go. That's some of those things that are in the local news today, compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.